We'll say we continue today in Simin Nun Tes. The Shulchan Aruch begins to discuss the halachos concerning Brichos Kriya Shema. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Baruch Ha and Sif Aleph, Baruch Ha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzo Ravarech Hoshech. The opening bracha of Baruch of Brichos Kriya Shema is Baruch Ha to Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, or Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, Elokeinu Melech Olam, our God, King of the world, Yotzo Ravarech Hoshech, who creates light, literally creates light and fashions and creates darkness. Tiknu lahaskir midah sayla bayom. So the halacha is that we have an obligation to remember the daytime, or I should say the nighttime by day, and vice versa, the daytime by night. Why? Lahotzi milev apikarsim shomer shemisha bara ar lo bara choshech. In order to dispel the notion of the apikarsim of the non-believers who say that the divine entity that created light did not create darkness. Right? The Mishnah Berurah. Or tzarech lahafsik bein yotzer ubein or ki hechidol l'shtama yotzer or vayim bebrahite b'shar tshuma shkasuvo bazes. Mishnah Berurah just points out that, remember, anytime you have two words that end with the same sound, it's easy to blur the words into one. So yotzer or could easily become yotzer or, one word. Therefore, one must make sure to pause between, again, Yotzer and Or, in order that one realizes that they're three distinct words. Sif Beis. Im ta'a v'amar asher b'dvaro ma'arif aravim, v'niskar miyad v'amar Yotzer Or, v'gam siyem Yotzer ha'ma'oros yatza. If, when opening up Baruch Hu, one made a mistake, and in Shachar said asher b'dvaro ma'arif aravim, which of course is the formulation for Baruch Hu at night, which literally means with his word he causes the skies to darken. But he remembered immediately and he corrected himself and he said Yotzer Or v'gam siyem Yotzer ma'oros, and he also concluded with the proper suffix of the bracha of Yotzer ma'oros. So the halacha is yatza. The halacha is that one is yotza. And just to understand a little bit more, so the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Ka in Ches and says the following: Yatza tamtzis zeh seifhu the shnei dvar miyusha birkos are the shachras likuva. So I'm going a little bit out of order because this Mishnah Berurah is important and it sets the table for the rest of the Sif. When it comes to Birchos Kriya Shema, there are two major things that are important. Aleph, psichas habracha o emtziisa tzricha lios kedin, the opening part of the bracha or the middle of the bracha must be kedin, meaning must be reflective of the proper bracha to be recited. And beis chasimas habracha, the concluding blessing of the bracha must also be correct. So this is very important. So now we go back. So the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch said that if you opened up with the wrong beginning, and instead of saying Yotzer Or, you said Ma'ariv Aravim. So if you correct yourself, Toch Kedei Dibor, if you correct yourself immediately after realizing your mistake, and you concluded the bracha with Yotzer Hama'oros, then you are Yotze. And the Mishnah Berurah comments on this in Sif Kot and Beis, and he says, Miad, Dafka, Miad, Dahnu Toch Kedei Dibor. Avala Acher Kedei Dibor Lo Yotza, Delo Koya Bracha Shepasach, Bracha Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Alma Shechazer V'Amar Yotzer Or, Kevan Shlo Amru Miad. So this is very important. So the idea is, it only works if you remember Toch Kedei Dibor. Toch Kedei Dibor is approximately 3 seconds, the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Omor, peace be unto you, my master, my teacher. The idea is that if one quickly realizes their mistake and changes things around, so we look at the last thing the person said and not the first. So as long as you change it around, Toch Kedei Dibor, then your Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam will be connected to Yotze Or and not to Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on, Avalim Ar Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim, Velo Amar Yotze Or, Olo Siyem Yotze Ma'oros Lo Yatza. But if one did not go, but if one said Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim, or one did not say Yotze or one did not conclude the bracha in the right way, then one is not Yotze. Vim Amar Yotze Or Uvari Choshech, Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim, V'gam Siyem Ma'ariv Aravim, Lo Yatza. Similarly, if one began the bracha by saying Yotze Or Uvari Choshech, and then added in there Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim, and then concluded the bracha with Ma'ariv Aravim, you're not Yotze. And the Mechaber goes on, he says, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry, Sifkan Vav Siyem Ma'ariv Aravim, Vim Toch Kedei Dibor Niskava Amar Yotze Ma'oros Yatza, Avalim Shachar Shamar Ma'ariv Aravim Kedei Dibor Lo Yatza, So remember, same idea as we said before. If you concluded the bracha of Birkos Kriyashma by saying Hama Riva Ravim, and then Toch Kedei Dibor within 3 seconds you realized your mistake and you corrected it and you said Yotzer Hama Oros, then indeed you can be Yotzei. The Rama comments on this. And he says, Hago, V'wadin imlo amar tchilo rak yotze or. Similarly, if one just said yotze or in the beginning, imsi ma'ariv aravim lo yotze. Again, if you've ended off the bracha by saying ma'ariv aravim, you are not yotze. However, aval imsi im yotze amoros, but if you said yotze amoros, kevan shepasach yotze or, yotze afa pi shehifsik ma'ariv aravim. So remember, this goes back to what we said before, that halacha l'maisa, again, as long as you open up with the right bracha, and you end off with the right bracha, even if in the middle you inserted some things that do not belong there, you are still yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says the following: Shevsik b'mariv aravim toch kedei dibur shal psichas yotze or par makal nusach ta'arves levada chasima afa pikin lo arminu shner kai dezeh tivas v'shon sheyotze or. So this is very important. So halacha l'maaseh, and this goes back to the Mishnah Berurah, and it's sifkot and ches, that really what you need is, you ultimately need the opening of the bracha to be reflective of the obligatory bracha that's being said at this time, and you need the concluding bracha, for example, Yotzeh Ma'oros, to also be correct. And even if you slid in there other things that ultimately, again, are, let's say, part of Ma'ariv, technically speaking, one could still be Yotzeh the bracha. Writes the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Gimel, excuse me, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. Yesh Omrim, there are some who say, so this is an interesting case that we know that in Baruch Hu there's what's called the Kiddusha. That's the recitation of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So the question is, what happens if one is not davening with a minyan? Are they permitted to recite this Kiddusha or not? So the first opinion, as recorded by the Shulchan Aruch, says yes, an individual could even recite the Kiddusha. Why? Because this is not a real Kiddusha, rather just a statement of fact. The Yesh Omrim, others explain, Shiyachid Midalga Ve'eino Ne'emeres Ela B'tzibur. Or others say that no, an individual may not recite this Kiddusha, he skips it, and it is only said with the Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah comments and says, V'yesh lachush l'divrayim ulizari sheyachid yomerna b'nigun ubetam kikori b'torah. Therefore, again, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that one should be choshesh, one should pay heed to this opinion, that a yachid, that individual, does not say the Kiddusha of Baruch Hu if he's davening by himself. Therefore, again, he should say it b'nigun ubetamim. He should say it like with a tune, as if he's reading it in the Torah. Therefore, it's viewed as reciting psukim and not necessarily as reciting Kiddusha. The Mishnah Berurah comments, the Mishnah Rama comments, Hago ukvar poshat amina kisvar rishona. However, the custom has already become widespread like the first approach, and therefore, the yachid omer osa. An individual, in fact, does say kadosh, 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 does say the Kiddusha of Baruch Hu, and this is indeed how we paskin, that even if one is davening by themselves, one still recites the Kiddusha ultimately of Baruch Hu. Furthermore, the Rama writes, "Ukisha onin kiddusha zos omrim osa bekol ram." When one goes ahead and recites this kiddusha ultimately is said out loud. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, "Pashat aminog uber hagro hiskim lahalacha ledear haachrona." Ulefi shein lozos mehaminog nachon lahadirim omer biyachid limer beningun ubatam kore psukim kinkasav primegadim shem alavusha tov lahadir baze. It's interesting enough. The Gra seems to side with the second opinion in the Mechaber, namely that an individual should not recite this Kiddusha. Therefore, the Rama seems to say that in order to accommodate all of the opinions, one should say the Kiddusha, reciting Kiddusha. Excuse me, as if one is reading in the Torah. He says, Kisha Onin, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis, Ukiddusha Zuim Efshar Tov Lomar Miyushav. It is preferable to recite this Kiddusha while sitting down. Bekol Ram, one should answer the Kiddusha out loud. Dafka b'tzibor. This is dafka. One should say it again. This is one should say it out loud, or only if one is davening with a minyan. Aval b'yachid omer b'lachosh. But again, if one is davening individually, then one should go ahead and one should go ahead and say it quietly. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Kin kas eli araba, aval b'shari tshuva kasav shein kapeid da'af b'yachid imyor b'kol ram. However, the Shari Tshuva writes that even an individual could recite this Kiddusha out loud. So in the footnotes, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he writes over here, number 10, ubetam ha'davar shebet tzibor yeshna omra b'kol, kasav ha'lavush kadesh ha'tzibor yomra oso b'yachod. So this is interesting. So, meaning, why would there be an insistence on saying it out loud, dafka with the minyan, but not if you're davening alone? Because with the minyan, ultimately, since they'll be saying, since if you say it out loud, everyone will be prompted to say it together, there's a greater Kiddush Hashem that's made. However, he says, others explain that to say it out loud in unison is Kiddush Malachim, like the angelic hosts recite this Kiddusha as well. So, we pass in that even if one is davening by themselves, so one should recite this Kiddusha. The Mishnah Berurah says that it appears to be that one should perhaps sing it, almost like with the trap, in order that it should be Kekori Batorah, in deference to those opinions that say that a Yochid should not say it. And again, it appears that even if one is saying it by themselves, one could go ahead and recite it out loud as well. We'll stop over here for today. Mir Tashem will pick up in Simin Nuntes, Sif Dalet tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.